Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Are you an overprotected parent? Do you protect your kids a little too much? And you know it comes from a place of love, but that is going to be our topic for today. Now, rewind a little bit because life just isn't that good. So shouldn't we be a little bit protective? Because I'm telling you, don't believe the hype. I used to believe that Leave It to Beaver and Andy Griffith were showing me exactly how life was going to be when I grew up. Not anymore. I don't believe that. Experience quickly taught me that life is not just black and white. And then as a teenager, I was still confused because life was showing me more hardship, but TV kept showing me some great families like the Cosbys and the Keatons from Family Ties. And then the show Roseanne premiered. This was groundbreaking at the time because it represented a not-so-perfect TV sitcom family, and America loved it. Roseanne was a highly rated show for a while, but even that didn't last. Before I knew it, TV was back to either representing family life as sweet and perfect as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, or MTV was showing me the craziest of people on the new fad of reality TV. Needless to say, I learned to stop watching TV altogether. My life expectations were confused. Today's kids are in the same predicament. Social media shows everyone happy. Life is perfect and in the pictures of Instagram and Facebook. Now, these picture-perfect moments are making our kids feel inadequate. Everyone else is having more fun in the Snapchat videos. But this generation has it worse because the TV shows of my day weren't personal. I was still several degrees away from knowing Michael J. Fox and Will Smith. But today, photos and videos are personal. They are posts of the kids at school and people that are walking in the halls. And social media makes life look perfect and creates an unrealistic expectation for our kids. And I'm telling you, life is not that great. Yet we only post the good parts. So what do we do as parents? How can we combat the unrealistic expectations? Well, unfortunately, most parents make it worse by sheltering their kids too much and putting them on teams where everyone gets a trophy. And as parents, we are to prepare our kids for the real world. We want our kids to grow up, leave home, and be successful adults. And if you're not preparing your kids for real-world expectations and the skills for combating real-world issues, then you are not preparing your kids to be successful. In fact, you're setting them up for failure. Of course, we all want our kids to be safe and happy, but life isn't that good. We need to prepare our kids for the hard times, too. So I'm going to tell you a personal story. You see, my son runs cross country, and he's a good athlete. Of course, having said that, he is not a runner. He runs cross country for his team, but cross country and running in general is not his primary sport. Nor is his body the made-to-run kind of person where he's tall or thinly built. No, that's not my son at all. But last week, his small school competed against some big schools in the area. And my wonderful son ran across the finish line last. Yeah, dead last. As a parent, I had a few choices on how to react to this. Choice number one, I could get mad at the coach for setting him up for failure. Choice number two, I could cry with my son and soothe him, tell him that he's a great runner, and the next time, he'll do better. Or option three, I can tell him the truth. And what's the truth? Well, I can remind him that running is not his primary sport, and that he did a good job, and tell him that I was proud of him for never giving up, and then talk to him about the realities of coming in last. Yeah, I took path number three. Because sometimes in life, we come in last. Sometimes others deserve to win more than we do. And as parents, it's important to teach humility and effort and grace as much as it is to teach them grit and drive. Learning these lessons is never easy, but learning them at a younger age is much better. When children are young, they can rationalize better and process their experiences better. Learning hard lessons young actually gives them time to learn coping skills. The younger you can teach your kid to lose and congratulate the others who outperformed them, and you can give them more drive to win the next time. And better yet, winning will become more meaningful and something that they can be proud of. So put your kids in sports and in clubs and in competition where they can win and they can lose. Don't shelter them from loss. Instead, take losing as an opportunity to teach them valuable lessons. The short term may be hard, but in the long run, you'll be giving them a much more beneficial experience. Because life isn't that good, and we need to prepare our children for the good and the bad, the difficult, the uphill battles, and then appreciate those victories. Today I made a free PDF for you, and this free PDF will just let you dive deeper into whether or not you are too much of an overprotective parent. And again, I get it. We don't want to see our kids experience sadness and pain and frustration. It's so hard to watch them go through that. But I'm going to remind you that it is through the difficult times in our lives that we learn resiliency, and we also learn some of the greatest lessons. Now, there's a balance to this that I hope every parent listening understands. I'm not saying throw your kids out to the wolves and let them fend for themselves. You want to be there to support your children when they're facing difficult times, to help them process, to help them guide through all the difficulty. But there's a difference between being their support and being there for them to vent and to lean on and mowing down all the obstacles instead. We don't want to be a lawnmower parent of mowing down the obstacles in our kids' way. We want to let them live their lives. And part of life is some difficult times. So if you're wondering if you are a little too overprotective, I'd like for you to check out my free PDF. And you can find that at theimpactfulparent.com/overprotected. And that PDF is just going to give you some questions, some self-reflection that you can start today to see if maybe you need to ease up on the reins just a little bit so that your child can have a little bit more freedom to learn. Thanks for coming and listening today, you guys. You are an impactful parent. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.